This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. We're going to take a moment in this segment to talk a little bit more about the news conference last night. It took an hour. The president faced the White House press corps, and there was plenty of posturing on debates going on Capitol Hill. But there was also the president openly struggling about issues that have a moral dimension, and I want to focus on one particularly. Toward the end of the news conference, President Obama was asked about stem cell research and why he rolled back the Bush administration executive order that denied federal funding for stem cell research. He was asked if he has a moral issue in his calculation that stem cell research is scientifically valid.
I have no investment in causing controversy. I'm happy to avoid it if that's where the science leads us. But what I don't want to do is predetermine this based on a very rigid scientific ideological approach, and that's what I think is reflected in the executive order that I signed.
I meant to ask this as a follow-up, though. Do you think that scientific consensus is enough to tell us what we can and cannot do?
No. I think there's always an ethical and a moral element that has to be a part of this. And so, as I said, I don't take decisions like this lightly. They're ones that I take seriously, and I respect people who have different opinions on this issue.
The president, the professor, thinking out loud there. You can hear him struggling. It was an open, a vulnerable moment, and it was interesting. It provoked thought, certainly on people watching, and obviously people who have passionate feelings on this issue will take the president's answer away with them. The president also was asked toward the end of the news conference about the government in Israel and whether he believes it gets us a step closer or a step farther away from peace.
What we do know is this, that the status quo is unsustainable, that it is critical for us to advance a two-state solution where Israelis and Palestinians can live side by side in their own states with peace and security.
The president was asked if the new government of Benjamin Netanyahu actually was a step forward, and he said it's not any easier with the new government. What that means, foreign policy officials will be sorting out in the days ahead. Another huge story that came up in the news conference was about the U.S. dollar.
I would just point out that the dollar is extraordinarily strong right now. And the reason the dollar is strong right now is because investors consider the United States the strongest economy in the world and with the most stable political system in the world. So you don't have to take my word for it. I think that there is a great deal of confidence that ultimately, although we are going through a rough patch, that the prospects for the world economy are very, very strong.
That was the president's answer to a question about China's call for a global currency to replace the dollar, another big story, the implications of which will be worked out in the next several days or years. The president also called out to Americans generally to ask him questions independent of what the White House press corps might have asked, and invited people to join him at whitehouse.gov, which we also invited you to ask questions of the president. Here's a couple.
I'd ask President Obama, what is he doing to stop the corruption in the judicial process? We need to stop the corruption, the bureaucracy, and the abuse now. Our judicial system is the spine of our country. That's what I asked President Obama.
And Lucy on our website says, President Obama, can you sneak into the kitchen for a late night snack? Wonder if he'll answer. 877-8-MY-TAKE or my take at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.